walls and ceiling are to fall before the final curtain. This power, too, may have been distilled from the circumstances of Poe's own life. For he went on many a walk in the history-haunted forests of Charleston and its hinterlands during his youth, and as Harvey Allen points out, the House of Usher may well have been some old, crumbling, and crack-walled colonial mansion he found moldering in the Carolina woods, as it was left desolate by the hands of the marauding British, surrounded by its swamps and gloomy woods, its cypress-stained tarns, and its snake-haunted Indian moats, a country strangely in sympathy with his more lonely and melancholy moods. A mood which the story captures perfectly, for surely literature has few figures more lonely and melancholy than that of the hapless and ill-fated Roderick Usher. The audio version you're about to hear is an all-new dramatization of an adaptation of this venerable classic by one of the most prolific and versatile writers of the golden age of radio, Les Crutchfield. The original radio script on which this version is based was written for and presented on the series Escape, the night of October 22, 1947. However, it's not the only time this script was produced for radio. The reuse of scripts was not uncommon throughout radio's